From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is a divine symphony, yet at the center of it all stands one voice that rises above every other, the voice of Jesus Christ. His words are not merely wise, they are life itself, the ultimate revelation of God to humanity. Every prophet before him pointed toward him, and every apostle after him built upon his foundation. The words of Jesus are not one opinion among many, they are the plumb line by which every other word must be tested and aligned. 1. Jesus speaks as God, not as a messenger. When Jesus spoke, he did not say, "Thus saith the Lord," as the prophets did. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," John chapter 3 verse 3. The prophets carried messages from God, but Jesus spoke as God himself. He declared, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." John chapter 14 verse 9, "I and my Father are one." John chapter 10 verse 30, this means his words are not commentary on divine truth, they are divine truth. Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, and all the prophets were servants who spoke what they heard, but Jesus is the Word made flesh. John chapter 1 verse 14. To hear him is to hear the very heartbeat of God. 2. The Father commands all to hear him on the Mount of Transfiguration. When Moses and Elijah appeared beside Jesus, the voice of the Father cut through the cloud with unmistakable authority. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Matthew chapter 17 verse 5. Moses represented the law, Elijah represented the prophets, yet both faded from sight as the Father pointed to Jesus alone. The command, "Hear ye him," reveals that Christ's words are the final authority over all others. The law and the prophets prepared the way, but the Son is the fulfillment of them all. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1-2, the Son's word is God's last and highest revelation. 3. Jesus' words are spirit and life. Jesus declared, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." John chapter 6 verse 63, no other person in Scripture ever claimed such power for their words. The prophets pointed to life, but Jesus gave it. His word creates transformation, not merely information. When others spoke, hearts were stirred, but when Jesus spoke, the dead rose, demons fled, and sinners were made new. He did not only reveal truth, he was the truth. "I am the way, the truth, and the life." John chapter 14 verse 6, therefore, any teaching that does not align with his character, his words, and his spirit must be re-examined in the light of Christ himself. 4. Jesus' authority surpasses every teacher and apostle. The crowds who heard him were astonished, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Matthew chapter 7 verse 29, the apostles themselves never claimed equality with his words. Paul said, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11, even Paul's revelations and writings serve to exalt and explain the words of Christ, not replace them. When Peter, the great apostle, spoke on the mount, the Father interrupted to say, "Hear ye him." The highest spiritual authority in human form bowed before the supremacy of the Son's voice. 5. Jesus' words will judge all men. Christ's words are not suggestions to be discussed but decrees to be obeyed. He warned, "He that rejecteth me, and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." John chapter 12 verse 48, every doctrine, every sermon, every belief must bow to what Jesus said. The final measure of truth is not how it agrees with our traditions or even our understanding of the apostles, but how it aligns with the red letters of the Son of God. His word is eternal. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Matthew chapter 24 verse 35-6. All scripture points to him. Jesus declared to the religious scholars, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." John chapter 5 verse 39. From Genesis to Revelation, every true word finds its meaning in him. The Old Testament foretells him. The Gospels reveal him. The Epistles explain him. Revelation exalts him. Without Christ, the Scriptures lose their light and purpose. The entire Bible revolves around the Son of God, and his words interpret all others. 7. Building on his words is the only sure foundation. Jesus himself gave the test of all wisdom and teaching. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24, if his sayings are the rock, then all other voices are the sand. The prophets and apostles are stones in the structure, but Christ is both the cornerstone and the plumb line. Every thought, tradition, and interpretation must align with him or crumble under the weight of truth. 8. Conclusion. Christ, the living word above all words, Jesus is not one voice among many, he is the voice. He is not one revelation in a chain of revelations, he is the revelation. His words are not commentary on truth, they are the truth by which every commentary must be judged. The prophets prepared the path, the apostles proclaimed the message, but the Son is the message. As Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John chapter 6 verse 68, let every heart and every teacher of Scripture bow to the authority of Christ's words, for they are the pure measure, the holy standard, and the eternal plumb line of God's truth.